from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Hello and welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father John Berteo. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from the members of the Western Seniors Club of Ontario. This Mass is offered for the health and safety of the living members of the West End Seniors Club and for deceased members. May they rest in peace in their heavenly home. Our thanks to the members of the West End Seniors Club of Ontario for the gift of this Mass that we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Friends in Christ, no matter what age we are, no matter where we are in the world at this time, let's pause for a moment and ask God to forgive us our sins, to celebrate this Eucharist with a contrite and sincere heart, focused on Jesus. Together we say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to Timothy. First of all, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and humanity, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all. This was attested at the right time. For this I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. Hear the voice of my supplication as I cry to you for help. As I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. So I am helped and my heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to him. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. O, save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. God loved the world so much, he gave his only Son, that all who believe in him might have eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered the town of Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave whom he valued highly, who was ill and close to death. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish leaders to him, asking him to come and heal his slave. When they came to Jesus, the elders appealed to him in earnestly saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him, for he loves our people, and it is he who built our synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them, but when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him to say, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but only speak the word, and let my servant be healed. For I am also a man set under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes; to another, 'Come,' and he comes; and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at the centurion, and turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, "I tell you, not even in Jerusalem have I found such faith." When those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Small confession. When I found out, when I learned about the sponsor of this daily TV Mass, I skipped over to tomorrow's readings that you will read, as well as on both this today and tomorrow's readings. And my mind went back to my dad when he was alive, because dad also was a senior and he had just retired. And dad had this psalm in his heart. "I will walk with blameless heart." You'll hear that tomorrow. "I will walk with blameless heart." In my first year of formation in the seminary, my dad, after having been retired for 3 years and enjoying a life of leisure, as almost many of our sponsors and others are doing right now, at home doing very little, or maybe going out and doing things. He turned to our family. He said, I don't think I'm going to be around very long. And I said, why? He goes, well, I just don't feel I am. And then eventually, he did get diagnosed, and 3 months after saying this, he died. It was not an easy thing to accept. And yet, Dad said, you know, I'm old, I've lived with the Lord, I've done everything I possibly could, as we hear in the first reading today, and I'm ready to go. I have a sincere heart, and everything that I've done has been for the Lord. So then I learned that Jesus has conquered death. Jesus is the resurrection and the life, as we read in St. John's Gospel. You see, in the Gospel, Jesus is moved with pity both in tomorrow's Gospel with this woman, this widow, had to say goodbye to her son, and today for this child who was sick. It says, do not cry. Jesus will either raise us up from this death, this earthly death, one day, but not really, it doesn't happen often. Or he definitely will raise us up on the last day. What's the point? Live today with a sincere heart. Live focused on Christ. My dad did, and I continue to talk about him because, well, was he the best dad in the world? He was for me. I only had one. The best one in the world. We too can be good to others, no matter whether we have children or not, but to live in tranquility and to live in peace. You see, when Jesus said to the young man, I bid you get up, this day you will be with me in paradise. What day? He doesn't mention the exact day, but we will be with him in paradise. And again, if I think of my dad saying that, I'm thinking to myself, maybe I should have the same faith as he had when he died. And speaking of tears, by the way, only Jesus can wipe away the tears. So, and I'm not going to criticize because it's not a good thing to do. I do have a very, very close friend of mine who, after about 15 years of her dear husband dying, she keeps going to the cemetery at least once a week. She goes there to, I'll call him Henry. She goes there to see Henry every week. And I said, what do you mean see Henry? Did they open the grave for you? Or No. But he's there. I said, no, he's not. And he's a faithful lady. He's not. He was a good man. You're a good lady. You know, you're probably going to gain a lot more from coming to Mass with me every day than you are going to the cemetery where it's cold and everybody there, it's just the body and not the soul. She didn't like that. But eventually she realized, yes, I need to pray for his soul. I also need to pray that here in this world, I too can live a just life. I too can be good to others. And as we hear in today's gospel, these words are so beautiful that hopefully Jesus can say them to us as well. And I quote, not even in Jerusalem have I seen such faith. Not even in this world has he seen such faith. Don't talk about other people. Don't point your fingers to others. No, to us. How much faith is Jesus seeing in us? How do you act with that faith? Do you surrender yourself? Do you continue to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Like the centurion, he believed that Jesus was the Christ, and he is right here on this altar for us. Do you believe that by living a good life, by having a sincere heart, that one day you too will hear, you are my beloved child. Come to me when you are called. Don't be afraid. I will look after you. And when you truly, truly believe that, the mission for you then, the mission for me, is to talk to others about it. Again, these days, it's a challenge because when you talk about your faith and believing in God, you're going to be challenged, but people will criticize you. Go ahead. Let it be. Let them talk. But be firm. Be strong. Live with a sincere heart. Live with Christ. Live with Him. Talk about Him to others in a positive way, and you will see the rewards that you eventually get. No matter how old you are, no matter what you are doing in life right now, be focused on Jesus and our Blessed Mother. Live the clear and contrite heart. May God bless you. Let us pray for all those in the Daily TV Mass Prayer Intentions book. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those suffering from an addiction, for those in recovery, and for those seeking healing, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pray for those trapped in the evil of modern-day slavery, for all who work to help those people and to increase the number of those willing to get involved to bring an end to human trafficking, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Holy Father, may He continue to, without fear, proclaim God's word to each one of us who's prepared to hear Him. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For more vocations to courageous men to say yes to serving the priest and in truth to proclaim His word to others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who attend this Daily TV Mass, especially our seniors who need our respect, who need our ears, that they can share their wisdom with us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we conclude our petitions in asking our Blessed Mother to bless each one of us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through you have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through you we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord, wash away my iniquity, cleanse me from my sins. Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
The Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of His name, for our good and all His holy church.
Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who please you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let's pause for a moment and pray for that tranquility of heart and peace to live with others in the same way.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter in my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body of Christ lead to everlasting life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from this Eucharist in the love and peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.